Tough one to Council Bluffs St. Albert, a 2-1 loss. It's a long time to go between games after you lose. They're probably anxious to get back out there.
I'm sure they are, and that was a good game for them because St. Albert's was a ranked team and really had a good effort at the end and almost was able to tie that game. So to put in that kind of effort against a team that's that good effort for Atlantic.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, two teams about ready. They did play a JV game a little earlier here this afternoon, and it was Atlantic winning that by a score of 2-1 as Dakota Watson and Matt Smith each scored goals. Watson's goal ended up being the winner for Atlantic in that match, so good effort earlier here today by the junior varsity. You'll hear some of the same names out there on the varsity level here this afternoon as well. In fact, we'll get after the introductions here of players right now. We might as well introduce the folks who you're going to be hearing about today. First, for the visitors from Abraham Lincoln, they're wearing their royal blue tops with the white shorts and the white lettering and trim. They also wear the blue socks along with those outfits today, and here's how they'll line up for Coach Matt Wieners. It'll be Logan Moore in goal today. He's a sophomore, and the rest of the lineup looks like this. It'll be Hondo Huerta, a senior, with Jerome Christensen, and a junior, Martin Vidal, a senior, Brett Figueroa, a senior, Jaron Newman, who is a senior, Justin Newman, a junior, Tim Cash, a senior, Tyler Cumberland, a senior, Javier Lopez, a sophomore, and Dylan Nielsen, he's a junior. They'll be on the field first here today for Abraham Lincoln in the different positions. On the other side for Atlantic and head coach Justin Williams, here's how they'll line up today. It'll be Ethan Westering, a senior, in goal, and he'll be joined out there by freshman Matthew Smith, also junior Cody Kirkhoff, senior Austin Farver, junior Nicholas Olson, Harrison Hoig, a junior, Brett Keegan, another junior, Aaron Buboltz, a senior, Dakota Watson, a senior, Derek Von Sagren, who's a senior, and Michael Thompson, a sophomore, will be your starters today for Atlantic here in this match. And the interesting lineup for the two clubs, it's going to be one that, well, both these kids, it's a great day to play, so I assume this will be a very aggressive game here today.
I expect it to be a very aggressive game. These bigger schools, they tend to be very physical, and I expect a very rough game out there today. A little bit of wind, not too much. It shouldn't affect things too much. It's a little bit from right to left.
Yeah, not too bad for this place. This place has a reputation as being very windy.
Exactly.
Here. Let's listen in for our national anthem. And that means we're just about ready to get started here this afternoon with our soccer match. Yeah, as Tom mentioned, a little bit of a breeze out there. It actually feels pretty good. It's a warm day today. Temperatures expected to climb up into the 80s, near 90 here this afternoon. So a pretty nice day. It's not one that these kids have been used to during the course of this soccer season, especially not during the last month of April.
Yeah, it tends to be very, very cold, and they're used to playing in Arctic temperatures around because the season starts fairly early.
Looks like we have bullies on either.
It wasn't quite ready there.
Lost his flag. There we go. Now ready to get going. The official blows the whistle, and away we go. So Atlantic with the ball first. And, you know, this is like what you used to see when you go out and watch a bunch of six-year-olds play soccer. It's not just wind up, kick it as far as you can. There's a little bit of strategy involved. And right now, Abraham Lincoln trying to work the ball up the field. Quick pass ahead, but that's going to roll beyond anyone who can reach it. And Westering will go scoop that one up and knock down the threat there.
Atlantic tends to try to bring it up the sides, and Abraham Lincoln's got the ball back here.
There, a nice pass. It got free. It's loose in front of the net, and fortunately, a little activity there in front to be able to knock that ball away. It looked like Brett Keegan was able to help the goalie Westering knock that ball aside there.
They knocked it out for a corner kick for Abraham Lincoln here, so this will be the first test of Atlantic's corner kick defense.
A little too much that time, and that'll roll ahead of one. The opportunity for them to inbound from the side here, a throw-in. Lob toward the goal, but right to the goaltender. That was
a long
easy
throw.
It was. He had the wind at his back. Up the floor, up the field now they come as they get the ball ahead quickly, but out of bounds, Michael Thompson. Trying to fight with one of the defenders here on the near side. Ball knocked out, so it'll be Abraham Lincoln ball. They'll inbound with the toss in. Tyler Cumberland will throw it in back towards center. Pedro Valdez took that throw in. And the near side will be for Atlantic as they'll throw it in. Kirkhoff tries to get it in quickly to Harrison Hoig. The pass a little behind him, though, and they'll have to work through that as they work to the far side. Abraham Lincoln trying to play defense as they squeeze. It's like Matt Smith over there on that far side. Now Atlantic with an opportunity. Long pass ahead by Thompson. Hoig's going to try to chase this one down up the left side. He's got one man in front of him as he tries to work it toward the middle. And that pass is kicked over here to the near side and out, so Atlantic will have a throw-in.
Finally got the ball on our end of the field there. It was a good pass, and he made a good run. He was moving before the pass, which is really important.
Throw into Thompson, comes right back here to the near side as Von Segrin really didn't have any room to do anything with it. Ends up out of bounds, and Atlantic will throw it in. So Thompson will hold a little header there toward the center, but nobody there wearing a white jersey, and that is kicked away by Abe Lincoln and out of bounds here on the near side. So once again, Atlantic will throw it in. You know, in a lot of sports, basketball, for example, out of bounds, not necessarily a good thing when you have that ball go out of bounds. But in soccer, sometimes it's your only defense.
That's right. A lot of times when it's you against the world, you just get it out of bounds and it gives you a chance to reset.
Throw in by the Trojans out toward the middle. They struggle with that one just a bit as it's intercepted by Abraham Lincoln, and they'll try to work the ball ahead now. Javier Lopez gets it across the center line. Down deep, Dakota Watson trying to help defensively keep that ball away. Trojans struggling with numbers there, and a
wow,
nice line shot by Brett Figueroa, saved down on a knee by Westering.
That was a laser beam, and it hardly got off the ground. Great stop by Westering there.
Yeah, you never really fall asleep as a goaltender. You have to be aware because these kids have been doing this a long time. There are a lot of strong-legged kids out there who can really rip off some big-time shots from a long ways away as Atlantic now with Matt Smith up the far side, trying to advance the ball deep here into AL territory, but that one gets away and goes out of bounds here on the near side, so it'll be a throw-in here for AL.
Yeah, that shot against Westering was at least 25 yards. Right on that to catch that.
Up the field now, Atlantic trying to play defense a little bit, and AL mishandles as Jaron Newman has that one. That header go off with the throw in. Trojans here on the wrong side of the midfield stripe now as Keegan gets it across. But again, AL, everybody clustered around the center circle right now as the ball ends up out of bounds far side. That'll belong to the Trojans. Nothing is our score. We have 35 and a half minutes left to go here in the first half. They play two 40-minute halves. As up the far side now, Atlantic trying to drive, and now the ball intercepted and out of bounds it goes up that far side as Harrison Hoig thought he had a little opportunity there up that far side to curl in.
He had a really good run. He kind of got ran out of real estate there, and eventually had to, his shot ended up going wide of the goal there, so at least we're getting some action on our end, so that's a good thing.
The goaltender will have an opportunity for a goal kick here. Logan Moore lobs that one up high. It's not going to reach the center line, and just up into a cluster of players. Abe Lincoln able to come away with it now as they work it toward the center. They'll lose possession as Harrison Hoig up with it. They'll work the ball forward. Nick Olson, far side, dumps it off for Smith, and that's intercepted.
Neither team has really had very good possession. It's kind of both teams have defended well and gotten a lot of good steals.
AL now with a long toss in, and the ball lost there momentarily. Now it's out of bounds. It's going to be Atlanta. Good side of the half field stripe here as they'll have it in the attack zone. And the inbound is hit with the hands. Keegan attempted a header, but that one kind of got away from him and hit him in the hands, so that's going to go in the other direction.
The side ref made that call, but the center ref didn't, disregarded it, and so it went out of bounds, and Atlanta got it back.
Little break there. Now the ball out of bounds once again off AL, and the Trojans will inbound. Von Sagren lobs it toward the middle. That's going to end up all the way down into Moore's hands, the goalkeeper. Intended for Hoig, but a little too tall for him. Moore now drills one high and deep to the middle of the field. Atlantic will catch up with it. Now the Lynx will try to move the ball forward. A quick header up here this near side gets the ball to Newman. That's intercepted again by the Trojans. And neither team's really had a good opportunity quite yet.
No, but Atlantic had some nice shots across the goal. They just haven't had anybody on the back side to knock them in, but they've had some good crosses so far.
Smith now for the Trojans up that far side, tries to center. It comes all the way across here to Thompson. Thompson left side, back to the middle, and a quick try whiff there by Hoig. Now a quick try over on the far side by Von Sagren, just misses wide. Just the best opportunity of the day so far.
Yeah, just his foot. He's left-footed, so it was on the correct side for him to shoot it. He just got a little bit past him.
AL now up the field into the attack area. As they try to work it up, it ends up out of bounds, and that's going to be off of Abraham Lincoln. So the Trojans will regain possession again. Be Dakota Watson with the throw in. He fires it high up into the center of the field, and we've got a quick stoppage as a couple of links intercepted there on Harrison Hoig, and he ends up going down.
I think that was a foul on Nielsen from the Lynx there.
So Watson will drive one deep, and it's too far for his teammates. Ends up into the hands of the goaltender. So Moore will go ahead and drill it over here into the bench. Shank that one. Ends up out of bounds, so Atlantic will get the throw in.
Watson's shot almost bounced over the goalie, and he had to jump really high to get it. So it was could have been a cheap goal there if he could have got that one to go in.
Von Sagren will try the throw into the center. Now the goalie, Moore, comes out a long way and runs into traffic, and Atlantic had an opportunity there but couldn't get a clean look. Abe Lincoln comes up with possession. They'll work the ball up the field now. Quick pass here to the center as they try to work it across. That was Lopez. Now he works it up the far side. They try to send him, but the ball knocked away from him. Nice defense by the Trojans.
Cody Kirkhoff was right on him, you know, and he forced him to make a bad first touch, which Westring was able to clean up.
Oh, Kirkhoff able to stop that quick drive upfield. AL now with the ball back as they try to work it into Trojan territory, struggling a little bit there with possession. Lopez now over here to the near side. The Trojans will intercept. Thompson comes up with possession. He'll leave it to the center. Olson heading out to Harrison Hoig. He tries to feed far side to Smith. Smith intercepted over on that far side, though. And the ball's going to be kicked out of bounds there by Vidalis. And the ball actually touched last by the Trojans, so it'll belong to Abraham Lincoln. AL with the inbound out near the center of the field. Jerome Christensen will leave it back for Cumberland. And ahead it comes once again. Figueroa fires it up the field, and the ball is bumped out of bounds there by Abraham Lincoln, so they can't handle prosperity. Turn the thing over.
Looks like Atlantic's got a few subs here.
Trojans are going to send Austin Farver along with Stuart Hoig and
Zach Brooks.
Zach Brooks. All checking in here. Brooks just a freshman. Hoig a junior. Barber, who started the match, a senior. That's a couple of young, good team.
They do. It's now Atlantic with an opportunity. Here's Hoyg's going to try to chase down the ball up the field. And, oh, the goalkeeper Moore had a hand on it and then almost lost possession.
Hoyg had run by him already. He was going to try and come back, see if he could make a play, but nice effort.
That was a very good effort. And the ball out of the goalkeeper's hand.
Now Abraham Lincoln. Ball kicked away here to the near side by the Trojans. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be a throw in here for AL.
Watson did a good job there. He would that pass and get it out of bounds for a chance to reset.
Just a little over 29 minutes left to go here in this first half. Nothing. No score between Atlantic and Abraham Lincoln yet. As the Lynx again trying to attack, they get effort out there by Dakota Watson to clear that ball out of the zone.
He's just been a sweeper back there this year. He just gets that ball and he's very tough on the ball.
Tried to throw it in here all the way across in front of the net, but Westring was able to make a play on it for the Trojans, and so the goalkeeper gets it out of there. Now AL still with it in the forward zone here as the Trojans try to eliminate the threat. Ball off far side. Newman with it back outside. Tackle attempt there by the Trojans. Stewart by Harrison Hoyg. As the ball gets free, and now AL going to lose possession. Just a mistake on their part. They have the ball going backwards here to the near side, and Cumberland couldn't stop the ball from rolling out of bounds. So it'll be Atlantic ball, a quick throw in, as Hoyg fires it up ahead quickly to Von Segeren.
They might have got him for a handball. Looks like Atlantic's going to get a free kick from just outside the box.
That's an interesting spot there. It's an opportunity to do a few different things with the ball from there. So Von Segeren will make the kick.
He's close enough at that distance that he could actually take the shot. They've got a two-person wall in front of him here, so he may try to hit it to Farver or Hoyg. Nope, he went right at
defenders, and that one's knocked down. Now the ball comes free, and a quick kick there just wide to the right by Harrison Hoyg, or Stuart Hoyg, rather.
He had a lot of open net there. He just got a little underneath it.
So a goal kick here by Moore as he'll restart things again up the far side. AL struggling with possession over on that far side there with Dylan Nielsen. Now stolen. The Trojans try to rush up the field and come up with it. It's kicked out of bounds, so it'll be a throw-in for Atlantic in the front side.
Harrison was working very, very hard over there. He was trying to get past the defender, and they were basically just holding him off and ended up getting the throw-in from the side anyway.
Atlantic with possession. Quick kick up the field real quick. And got caught in a place where he had to do something, but he didn't really have any mates to get it to at that particular time, so he just kind of threw it on goal there.
Yeah, didn't get a lot of power on it, but it was on goal, just an easy save for the goalie.
So AL quickly up the field now. Up the far side, Tim Cash. He'll try to center it, and it's intercepted there by the Trojans. Once again, Watson makes the play. Kicks a well upfield, and now Abraham Lincoln will keep the ball here near the field. Hondo Huerta, easily the best name out here today. Kicks
yes.
The ball out of bounds. It'll be a throw-in for the Trojans. Matt Smith and Blake Stender now check in for Atlantic.
And Dakota Watson, when he gets that steal back there, you kind of have to watch out for him because he's got such a good leg. He can put it all the way up to the front of the field and put it, you know, if the defense isn't paying attention, it could be a bad thing for him.
26 minutes left here in the first half of this match today as Atlantic takes the throw in. Austin Farver took the throw in. The ball now kicked out of bounds. It'll be Abraham Lincoln ball here on the near side. Again to Christensen, and now it's intercepted back there for Atlantic by Zachary Brooks. Abraham Lincoln regains possession in the middle now. As Lopez will try to make a move over the far side, he ends up taking a tumble as Matt Smith intercepts it.
Oh,
boy, another collision over there on the far side. And Abraham Lincoln's going to end up losing possession out of bounds here on the near side.
Matt Smith went down two times, and two guys came down with him.
Yeah, the one-man terror over there. So Atlantic with the throw in. Stuart Hoig feeds it in. Now Lopez, the Lynx steal it. Boy, nice play there by
Beautiful.
Brooks to eliminate the threat there because they had a couple three guys there all looking to make fire it long up the field, and that's going to roll right into the arms of Moore, the goaltender. Just inside that, what do you call it, penalty box?
In the penalty area, yes.
Gotcha.
And the goalkeeper's allowed to pick it up anywhere in that penalty area. The goalkeeper can go anywhere on the field. He just can't pick up the ball if he's out of that area.
Christensen now makes a nice little move, but lost possession, and the Trojans end up knocking that one free as Smith over on the far side working pretty hard against Tim Cash there. It ends up out of bounds over on the sideline. It'll be Atlantic's throw-in.
That was a good play. He didn't really have a but he just kicked it off the other guy's foot out of bounds and got the throw in.
Long throw up the field this time as Atlantic just kicks it forward, and it's going to be kicked out of bounds by Abraham Lincoln on the far side. So Stender gets the joy of chasing the ball all the way down across the track over to the far side to attempt this throw in.
He keeps the ball in Atlantic's end.
Atlantic ready now. Stender will fire this in. Throws it in toward the goal, and it's kicked out of bounds. It'll be an advantage there for Atlantic. They're going to get a corner kick out of this.
Nice.
It's intercepted by the Lynx, but in trying to make the defensive play, they kicked it out of bounds over the end line. So Atlantic with the corner kick coming toward the middle, and it's knocked away by Logan Moore. Nice effort.
They had two play to prevent that goal.
And AL will again kick the ball out of bounds over here on the near side. So Atlantic with the throw in. Smith will throw it in here on this near side. Nope, he will not. He will hand it off now to Brett Keegan, who will make the throw in. See if he throws anywhere near the goal. He's going to try down deep, but it's going to go right into the hands of Moore. Tried to get it to Stuart Hoig, but he was pretty well covered back there. So Moore will let loose with one up near midfield. Brooks keeps that alive.
I think so far in this game, Atlantic has almost had a larger percentage of the possession. They've really kept the ball on their end quite a bit.
That seems like they really have more of the opportunities here early on. The Lynx really still looking for their first real good effort on goal. They've had the ball down there close, but really haven't gotten any terrific looks quite yet. Atlantic's played pretty good defensively back deep.
I think they have. They've funneled everything together. They've double-teamed. They've gotten in the passing lanes just like they need to. And you know, Dakota Watson, you know, he's just a rock back there. He stops everything.
With a little more than 22 minutes to go here in this opening half. We do play two 40-minute halves, so we're getting close to the halfway point as the throw-in goes deep, and Michael Thompson able to chase it down as he got past the defender. Now he'll pass off toward the middle and try to get it right back to him, but just couldn't quite get the numbers right there as that one rolls out of bounds off the end line as Harrison Hoig tried to make the play of the give and go right back to Thompson.
That was some good teamwork there. They, you know, that's how you can get past the defense, a give and go like that. It forces them to commit, and then you can run behind them, and that's exactly what happened. It's just sometimes when you're going with the wind, that pass goes a little too far and went over the end line.
You know, it's not unlike other sports, basketball or hockey, what have you. If you can play with your head up instead of looking down where you're dribbling the basketball, or in this case the soccer ball, you have a huge advantage.
Oh, exactly.
Because you can see your teammates around there.
And in this sport especially, it's not about where the person is. It's about where's the person going.
Right.
I want to pass it to where he's going and make sure that the ball will be there when he gets there. And that's the difference between winning and losing a lot of times. If you're passing it to the person, you're not really gaining much of an advantage. And so far we've been doing that.
Yeah, Dakota Watson again just made a nice, save by Westering as the long toss across. And the header attempt there by Brett Figueroa was grabbed out of the air by Westering right in front of the Atlantic goal. But before that, a nice job by Watson once again to clear that ball out of the zone.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the first real opportunity there for the Lynx.
That was a good opportunity. He wasn't marked real well. He was open, didn't have a body on him, and sometimes, you know, if you're open in front of the net, it's a dangerous place for him to be.
So Lynx with the ball once again near midfield as they work it across the stripe. Quick fire up the far side, but nobody's home. Nobody's going to be able to chase that one down except Watson for the Trojans, and he'll try to rifle it back up to the middle. just about halfway through here. We just have a little more than 20 minutes to go here in this first half as now Atlantic comes up with possession up the far side. Smith quickly taps it ahead. Hoyt will try to chase it down right side, and his attempt in traffic ends up going past the end line out of bounds.
I thought the Abraham Lincoln player might have hit that and knocked it out of bounds, but apparently not because they gave us
a goal kick. Quick talk between the side judge and the official there. See what they come up with.
I think the center judge might have thought it was a corner kick, but the side judge is overruling him, I guess.
It is going to be a Lynx ball here.
The Lynx had, they still have the ball. No, they don't. out of bounds it goes. Logan Moore tried the goal kick, but ends up coming off the inside of his foot, and it rolls out of bounds over on the far side. They couldn't save it, so ball will turn back over. A couple of number 18s checking in now. Tian Siggins for Atlantic. And also, well, we don't have
an 18.
We don't have an 18 on the roster there for Abraham Lincoln. Somebody's child is missing. He's wearing number 18. We don't know who he is. Ball rolls out of bounds over on the far side now, so Atlantic will kick that one out. It'll be a throw in here for the Lynx. So what's that? Kyler Nielsen?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Somebody in the crowd said that. Actually, he's listed as number 4 in the program.
Ah, okay. There we go. He's just wearing a different number today.
Change his number.
So Skyler Nielsen. Probably played in the JV game and sweated up number 4. Didn't want to wear it here for the varsity game. Quick throw in there by the Lynx. It's intercepted, but somebody got it with a hand. That'll be Atlantic ball. Atlantic will have possession.
That was Hondo that made that play. He made the mistake of showing the ref that he hit it with his hand. He kind of got upset with himself that he hit it. And a lot of times if you don't look upset about it, they don't call it unless they specifically see it.
You're going to work that in as many times as you can today, aren't you? You just like saying Hondo.
I like Hondo.
AL at the center field stripe now has the ball intercepted. And Nick Olson stepped in front of it. The Trojans trying to lead a pass up ahead as Harrison Hoyt trying to get there, but the goaltender Logan Moore came out quickly. I think the Lynx thought that Atlantic was going to give up on that play.
I think they did too because Harrison never gave up on it. He was flying, and the Lynx were kind of impeding his way, but ultimately, the goalkeeper was able to come out and get it before he got there.
Ball out of bounds at center now, and the Lynx will inbound. 17 and a half minutes left here in this first half. Still no score here in the match between Atlantic and Abraham Lincoln. Most of the action going on really in the middle of the field so far here.
Oh, they need to get that ball out of the...
Yeah, and as I say that, Atlantic struggles defensively there. As the Lynx had a couple of opportunities, but just enough defense there for the Trojans to clear... Now, and Atlantic will actually get possession over on the far side in the attack zone here, as Atlantic will send a couple of fresh faces back in. Derek Von Segern back into the match, and it looks like Austin Farber's also back in.
Yeah, back there on defense, they kind of made a little bit of a weak pass, and their forwards jumped on it, and Atlantic was able to clear it, but it was a little dangerous in front of the net there.
Throw in by the Trojans ends up rolling over the back line, so that'll be a goal kick here for Logan Moore. Moore, a sophomore. Where's that, I don't know, highlighter yellow jersey?
I think that's a good color for it.
Of course, on the other side, they're both very visible today. We've got traffic cone orange there by
Westring
on the
right.
Goalkeeper's jersey.
It's good because you can spot them very easily. You know exactly who they are.
Yeah, soccer is one of the few sports where you have people out there wearing something, a different uniforms because they're not uniform.
Right.
Ball over the far side now as Atlantic tries to see if they can make something happen in the offensive zone, but Abe Lincoln with the steal, and now we've got a whistle, and ball will belong over on the far side to AL.
I think they called a foul on Tian Siggins. They're getting a free kick from that spot, so it must have been a foul.
What constitutes a foul?
Well, if you hit the person, or if you push a person down when they're trying to get the ball. You can hit a person pretty hard as long as you get the ball. If you don't get the ball, then they'll pretty much call that every time.
They want you to make a play on the ball first,
right?
not the opponent first.
And if it's a dangerous thing, like if you come at them from the back, then you may actually get booked and get a yellow or a red card, depending how severe the ref thinks it is.
Trojans try to make a move now here on the near side. Hoig and Thompson. Now the ball intercepted briefly, and up the field again comes Figueroa with it. He'll try a long pass up the middle, but that's intercepted once again by Dakota Watson, and he'll play it up ahead, but it'll end up out of bounds. It's a throw-in for Abraham Lincoln. Wind blowing across the field. It's not terribly strong today, but it does affect the ball a little bit here on this near side. As they make a move now, it's Christensen. Oh,
great play right in the passing lane, and if that would have got through, they would have had a very easy scoring chance.
Ball batted around a bit. It'll end up out of bounds over on the far side. Last touch by the Lynx, so the Trojans will have possession. And a quick whistle here as they will reposition that throw in.
Right. I think sometimes you scoot up a little bit, try to get your throw in a little farther up than you really get it. And if the refs get really picky about it, they'll make you go back to where you're supposed to hit it from.
Long throw in up the sideline now, but it ends up rolling out of bounds before Hoig can go get it. So the ball will turn back over to the Lynx. It's not like basketball where you have to set a pivot foot out of bounds just like you do inbounds and stay in that spot.
No,
you get to move a bit, but there is a limit.
Right. And you can actually be out of bounds and touching the ball as long as the ball's not completely over the sideline. It's not actually out. Just because you're out of bounds if you're handling the ball doesn't mean you're out.
Quick pass ahead. Tapped away by the Trojans. Stender had a foot on it. Now a long lob up the field, and once again, Watson over there to intercept. Lynx keep possession, though, now as they fight for the soccer ball up the far side. Now a quick turn, and we've got a player down and a whistle as the Lynx try to make a play on goal.
That was a foul. A foul on the Lynx there. Zach Brooks was trying to defend him, and the forward just basically plowed him over, and so they... The offense is just like an offensive foul, basically.
Long kick up the field there by Watson. Intercepted, however, by the Lynx. And now we're going to have a handball. It hit it with the forearm there, so Atlantic will have it near the middle of the field. Watson will put a foot into it. Long, high kick, and it'll end up sailing back on a hop right to Logan Moore, the goaltender. It was on goal, but...
It was. That's why they usually have him come up and take those free kicks, because he's got such a good leg. He can put it 50, 60 yards up there.
Good field goal kicker in high school. I'll tell you that much. Big leg on the youngster. AL now with possession once again. They'll try to work it with a long feed up the field. And Ethan Westring up, I think, with a fair catch. As he comes up forward, makes the grab. Nobody around him. Those can be dangerous, though. You never know, especially when you get a little bit of wind out there. You get a little, that was a push down here at center. That'll be a turnover here to the other side as Von Segrin ends up down.
You were asking what a foul was. That was a classic example. He didn't attempt to go for the ball. He basically put his hands on Von Segrin's back and pushed him down.
Now long pass up ahead for Hoig. And Hoig and the goalkeeper, Logan Moore, are both going after the ball away from the net, collide with one another. But I guess in the course of play, that's just fine.
That's totally fine. Both were going for the ball, and usually the goalkeeper in a situation is protected because he's more vulnerable trying to look up in the air and catch the ball. And so if you hit the goalkeeper, sometimes it can be a penalty or a foul. But in that case, both of them were just fighting for the ball, so it wasn't a dangerous situation.
Ball out of bounds on the far side. Now the Trojans have it. Matt Smith and Stuart Hoig just checked back into the Atlantic lineup as well, as a quick throw in and a header ends up out of bounds over the end line. So it'll be a goal kick here for the Lynx as we're down to 11 minutes remaining here in the first half. First half actually disappearing here pretty quickly, as the Trojans and the Lynx still battling to see who can take that first lead here today. Ball out of bounds. A quick throw in by Austin Farver, but that escapes any of his mates and ends up in the hands of Logan Moore, and he'll kick it away. High kick here to the near sideline. Knocked down here as the Lynx keep possession, feed it ahead, but it's stolen once again by Watson. Fires it up ahead. Lynx trying to make a move, but a nice interception here with the header by Cody Kirkhoff.
Other than a couple of couple of good attempts that they've had. Atlantic has really kept them out of the penalty area. They don't even allow them to get within striking distance. They can't get a shot if you're not close enough to make a shot. And they've really done a good job on defense today.
Brett Keegan will check back in now in place of Austin Farver for the Trojans. The inbound taken by Keegan. Intercepted there by the Lynx. Atlantic has it in the forward zone, though, and now we're going to have the ball go back in the other direction.
Nick Olson took out Jacob Warnicki and basically plowed him down.
I guess he called it the other way. So it's going to be
maybe
Atlantic.
Maybe it was an
ball,
elbow on Warnicki that they called that time.
Everybody swings back around to the other side of the field quick, and Atlantic tries to put it in play real quick as Von Sagren booted it forward, but the Lynx end up coming away with possession as they try to move up the field now, but they lost possession over the far side. Atlantic with the throw-in. Quickly down the far side, Hoyt trying to chase it down. That's headed out of bounds, so Atlantic will throw in a little bit deeper.
Right at the edge of the penalty area. And he can throw pretty well. If he can get it into the middle, maybe they can get a shot here.
He will throw it toward the middle. Hoyt tried to head that one, but he was in some traffic, and he barely got anything on it, and it rolled right to Moore, who was able to make the play there. So the Lynx come away once again with it. Under 10 minutes now to go here in this first half as the ball kicked ahead and out of bounds. Atlantic with the throw-in. Kirkhoff will inbound to Keegan. Ball got by him. He'll try to chase it down now as he and Nick Olson got their signals crossed up. Nobody played the ball, and now it's free out here at the center. As Atlantic will try to make a play over here on the near side, AL keeps it in play. Nice job there. Good hustle there that time by Tim Cash of Abraham Lincoln. Quickly ahead, and once again, Watson clears that away. Well, he's just a vacuum back there.
Yes.
The ball just always comes right to him.
Yeah, it comes to him because he's in the right position. That helps.
We'll check back in now. This will take the place of Derek Von Sagren here this afternoon. Warm afternoon, so I assume you want to try to... I don't know the substitution rules. Is it unlimited?
Unlimited substitution. And, you know, a lot of gamesmanship occurs at the end of the game. When you're up by one, you start subbing every minute just to keep the clock running and stuff like that. Because the clock doesn't stop just for subs.
Out of bounds, far side. Atlantic with the throw-in now. Austin Farver will check back in for Atlantic. And it looks like Jose Castaneda will check in for Abraham Lincoln. Another throw-in. Just a little more than 7 minutes left here in this opening half. Starting to look like one of those games where it's going to be real important to be the first one to score. Because you might also be the last one to score.
You might be the last one, too. That's right.
Now a play up the far side as Lynx have possession. Quick crossover move now to the baseline or the goal line. He'll go, and a goal line extended as Jaron Newman tried to make a play down that far side. But a nice defensive play again, I believe, by Watson.
Yes, it was. And Newman's got some speed, and Watson did what he could just to barely knock that out and gave him a corner, but
corner the header now is off the mark as they got it to Jerome Christensen in the middle, and he was able to get ahead on it, but it came off funny to the side here in Atlantic with a throw-in. And Atlantic will lose the ball out of bounds, so AL will get a chance to throw it in here on this near side. We're down to 6.5 minutes now left to go in this opening half. Throw in, taken back out top there by Cumberland. He'll try to set it to the middle. Off to the far side, Dylan Nielsen will feed it back outside again for the Lynx. They'll try to reset, see if they can make something happen as Keegan comes up and goofs up the play.
That's right. He's good at that. He works that middle, and he's not afraid to mix things up. He gets a lot of steals doing that.
He's not the smallest lad on the pitch either. He's got a pretty good frame to him. He's not afraid to stick his nose in there.
Right. And when he does, he moves people out of the way, which when he keeps his arms down, he can really get people out of the way. And you know, position is a lot of playing. It's not all about holding the ball. It's keeping the defender at bay and trying to distribute the ball to your team without losing it.
Long feed up the sideline that time was intercepted by the Lynx. So Got to end up back with the goaltender, and he feeds it forward. Now the Lynx trying to make a move here on offense, but it's going to be driven here to the near sideline and knocked down here. This near side by Cash. He'll try to make the play in Atlantic defensively now with Watson as he's able to keep. Yeah, well, it gets away from him out of bounds. That wind not helping him over here on this near side.
Not on that kick.
He thought he might have been able to keep that one just up the field inbounds. So Cash with the throw in back to the middle, and Watson with the header. An opportunity on goal on that far side, but it was missed.
The header didn't go the direction he was trying to go, and it kind of slipped off the back of his head and right to the foot.
That was Jacob Warnicke with the opportunity there.
Fortunately for us, it sailed high over the net.
Now a long play up the middle. Hoig tries to feed it ahead to Thompson, but that's going to roll too far ahead. And that'll be, he'll scoop it up. Thompson will force him to. Back up the field now, the Lynx with 4:20 left in this opening period. Out at center. They'll run it down deep. Side, feed it to the center. And a header there by Cody Kirkhoff trying to break that play up. Lynx now a little more aggressive here as we reach the final few minutes of this first half. A quick drive there hit Vidalis right in the back. And now a try from way outside by Brett Figueroa. And that's
40 yards out. Even if that would have been on the net, I think Ethan Westring would have been able to catch that.
Yeah, that one scooted out of bounds over the goal line. Extended. Give Trojans a goal kick. For the Trojans, Thompson is back in. Smith will check out. Down to 3.5 minutes left to go here in this opening half as Watson will put a foot into it. Far side out near the middle into a pile of players, and the Lynx end up making the play on the ball. Vidalis has it slip right by him, and now the Trojans intercept as Kirkhoff will feed it ahead quickly to Keegan. Pass to him, saved there by the Lynx. They try to see if they can set something up. Trojans keep intercepting, though. Now here near side, Christensen tries a shot that's on. Technically, I guess it was within the goal section, but it was way too high.
It was a field goal, actually. Another very optimistic shot. Of course, it's getting close to the end of the half, so sometimes you just launch one up there, and maybe the goalkeeper will misplay it, and you'll get a goal out of it. But that was 30 yards out. That's, you have to make a brilliant shot to get those in.
Well, sometimes you get a lucky bounce or ricochet or something, but not when you kick it that high. Oh, as they try to clear the zone there, and the kick off one of the Lynx, and it rolls right back into the box, and Westering, Johnny, on the spot there to scoop that one up.
Very dangerous.
Just a little more than 2 minutes to go here in this opening half, as the Trojans been working on defense here for the last several minutes. Lynx have been the aggressors here of late. That ball over on the far side ends up out of bounds. It'll be Lynx ball. They'll throw it in. Feed it into the backside here. Figueroa tries to feed it up that far side. Knocked away by the Trojans. And now up into the zone once again, but Atlantic able to intercept, and Watson will just punch it out of bounds here on the near side with a minute 45 left in the half. Quick feed up this near right side as the Lynx try to make a quick rush. Ball ends up toward the end line. Knocked away there by Kirkhoff, out of bounds. It'll be a throw in again for the Lynx.
That was a good save. That ball was about an inch from going over the end line, which would have given him a corner kick.
So Cash makes the throw in all the way across. Hoig tried to come across, make the steal. Couldn't get there in time, though. Over on the far side, though, it is stolen away as Thompson makes the play on it. And the ball out of bounds on the far side. It'll be Thompson with the throw-in for the Trojans. First, though, a substitution here by Atlantic as Blake Stender will check back in now.
Got a minute to go. They need to hurry if they got the possession.
Let's see if Atlantic can make something happen here in the last few seconds. Throw-in by Thompson. Deep. Up there, Von Segrin will try one on goal.
Ooh, nice shot.
Line drive right into the belly of Logan Moore. It was right at him. He had to make the play. An opportunity there for the Trojans. And now another opportunity here in front with about a half a minute to go as they'll get a throw in. Von Segrin fires it ahead, and it's headed out of bounds. So Atlantic again with a throw in here in the attack zone.
Von Sagren's very deceptive because a lot of times people are waiting for him to shoot with his right foot, and he's left-footed, and he surprises people because they don't think he's going to do that.
That last throw into Austin Farber in the middle of the side. They weren't able to make a play. We're down to under 10 seconds to go here in the first half as the Lynx get it up ahead into the forward zone, and now it's kicked out of bounds, and that'll do it here as they try to inbound with the throw-in, and that will be the end of the first half. What an interesting first half. A lot of strategy in that first half more than anything else as teams trying to make rushes and some pretty good defensive efforts by the two clubs here in this opening half. And the two goalies are perfect so far here. Intermission.
I thought both teams played pretty well. Neither team possessed the ball well, and I don't necessarily think it was because poor ability to possess the ball. I think defensively teams were putting pressure, and Atlantic was really good at stopping the passing lanes there, I thought. And they just didn't give Abraham Lincoln much of a look at the goal at all. I just thought they played really a good solid half. They just need to get some of those goals to fall in and see how it turns out in the second half. But second half, teams start to get tired, and then the tendency when they get tired is to start drifting back and playing defense a little bit. And, you know, if the other team overextends, then maybe you get a breakaway. But I think both teams are trying to possess the ball, and I think it's just really hard with the two defenses that they're out there today.
What we're in this boys varsity soccer match here this afternoon between Atlantic and Abraham Lincoln. Take a timeout. Be back with you in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Soccer here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Camplin's Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Call Camplin's Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. For down-home cooking, come to the downtowner in Atlantic for breakfast and lunch. And don't forget about their homemade pies. For all your catering needs, the downtowner can do it all, large or small, from start to finish. The downtowner, located on East 4th Street in Atlantic, that's 243-2183. Iowa Western Community College.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at Iowa Western Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, Iowa Western classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
Jim Gilson, Atlantic Soccer Complex here this afternoon, right on the campus of the Atlantic High School. Nothing between Atlantic and Abraham Lincoln as these two teams have reached intermission. And, you know, we mentioned, Tom, in that first half that it's kind of setting up to be, kind of think it's really critical now, especially as you head into the second half with no score, to get that first tally on the board, just to give yourself an opportunity to put pressure on the other team. Is there a worry, though, on the other side, too, about maybe being a little too aggressive because you don't want to give up something easy on the backside?
The concern. When you're trying to be too aggressive, you leave yourself vulnerable to the counterattack. And I think neither one of these teams are playing the counterattacking type of game. They're working the midfield, trying to get a through ball through, but they're not just sitting back on defense and then trying to fly, you know, a speedster down the field. And some teams have a player like that that just can outrun everybody. And if you aim ahead of him and then launch one behind, he beats them to the ball, and you get one-on-one opportunities. But neither one of these teams are trying to do that. They're trying to possess the ball. And really, I think Atlantic had more opportunities in the first half. I thought they had some good crosses. Initially, they weren't getting anybody on the back side of them, but then there was a couple times where they did have some shots at the goal. A couple of the Abraham Lincoln shots were way out and not very realistic shots.
Well, and you start to wonder, too, you know, sometimes goals happen because of supreme play. I mean, somebody just makes a great play. Sometimes they happen because someone makes a bad play.
Exactly.
And you know, when you get into these close matches like this, sometimes that kind of starts to wear on your mind, too, because you don't want to be the guy who maybe makes a bad play and lets something happen.
Exactly. There was one time Atlantic did that just outside the penalty box where two of the defenders, one passed it to the other one. The other one thought he was going to just boot it down the field and kind of left the ball in the middle where they were able to scramble it back up again and not allow him to score. But it was a little bit of a dangerous situation. But you're right. In soccer, almost half of the goals are, you know, a defensive breakdown or some aggressive move by a forward to steal kind of an errant pass by a defender and get a shot. Or sometimes the last game they played, St. Albert's shot a goal right at Ethan Westring, and he was standing there to catch it, and it just accidentally bounced off Jordan Mock. He was trying to stop it, and it deflected it enough that it went into the goal. So, you know, they're doing the best they can, and sometimes, you know, just a bad break occurs. So,
do goalies like this kind of a match, or would they feel better with a big bumper?
9-goal lead if you're a goalie. You're never comfortable no matter what the situation is. But, you know, Ethan Westring, for his first year of playing, you know, he's just such a good athlete. He'll lay out for the ball. He will dive, you know, he goes high for the ball. Sometimes he doesn't come out away from the line as much, but it really hasn't hurt him that much this year. You know, the defense has kept it away, and when he needs to make a save, he's been doing it. So he hasn't really been tested a lot today. He had one that came at it. He had enough time to make the shot, but he hasn't really had to dive for much today.
Well, let's hope it stays that way here as we go to the second half here pretty quick. We're at halftime here, intermission here, this non-conference boys soccer match here this afternoon. This is, I have to look again real quick, I believe this is the final home game for Atlantic this season. It is. They've got 3 road games coming up here to finish off the regular portion of the season with Denison, Kemper Catholic, and Harlan all on the road. So opportunity for them to play in front of the home fans here on a wonderful weather afternoon here on a Saturday. Nothing, though, our score here at halftime between the Lynx and the Trojans. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more for you in 60 seconds. You're listening to Soccer here on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Kingery Awning Manufacturing Company in Casey for custom-designed folding aluminum and canvas awnings with vinyl backlit storefronts, door hoods, patio covers, carports, or retractable desk and patio covers. Call Scott Kingery of Kingery Awning Manufacturing Company at 800-746-2558. Century 21 Dement Realty in Atlantic is part of the world's largest residential real estate organization. Stop by Century 21 Dement Realty's office on East 7th Street or give them a call at 243-2017. You can also take a virtual tour at century21.com. Sint Repair, just east of Lyman, offering general automotive repair and computer diagnostics. Sint Repair, ASE certified, and a Napa Auto Care Center. Plus, they sell, balance, and rotate tires. Sint Repair. Give them a call at 778-4330.
Jim Peel, Tom Thompson, back with you here at the Atlantic High School Soccer Complex. No score between Atlantic and Abraham Lincoln in this boys' non-conference matchup here this afternoon. Well, Tom, of course, two coaches having a chance to visit with their players right now. What are they telling them? What's Justin Williams say when you're sitting at 0-0? Is it just like starting the game over?
Well, I think the first thing he's got to say is, good job, defense. Second thing I would say, you know, maybe try to possess the ball a little better in the midfield, work the give and goes, set up. Turn and make a move and pass the ball up the field, but they've been working it up the side pretty well, and you know, it's just we haven't got a foot on it and got a lot of power on any of our shots into the net yet today. But you know, it's just kind of like keep pushing and hopefully good things will happen.
The longer the possession, the better the opportunity.
Exactly.
And sometimes that's not the easiest thing in the world. But to try to keep that ball, and sometimes the goals happen on breakaways. It's like a basketball game. Sometimes you work the clock, and sometimes you just catch a break on defense, get a breakaway, and get an easy opportunity. And we'll see how that thing plays here this afternoon as well. But, again, these two teams will switch ends as we get ready. Graham Lincoln will attack the north goal. And the wind, I don't know that it really plays as much of a factor in the game. A lot of times in matches here at Atlantic, the wind, if it's blowing out of the north or the south, it's either up, you're either with it or against it. And there are times that ball will come right back in your face, kick it up in the air. But not so much today. The flag moved today, but kind of blowing across the field. So it's really not had an effect that way on
well, sometimes the wind is actually going into the wind is beneficial, especially when you're on offense trying to pass a through ball through, because what will happen is that the wind will kill the ball and it won't fly all the way up to the goalkeeper, and it allows your forward to go up there and get the ball. So Atlanta going a little bit into the wind this time, so some of those through balls may not get all the way back to the keeper. It may give us a little more opportunity.
For the Trojans, as these two teams are ready to go. Atlantic had possession to start the match, so to start the second half, the Lynx will have possession first as they will put the ball in play in the center circle. As we await the notice of the official, and he will get things started here this afternoon, and away we go. So, no scores. We start the second half of play in a it down. It's kicked away, cleared by Dylan Nielsen here on the near side. So the Trojans again with the throw in. It'll be
this broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top-quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company today. Atlantic Pest Control, your pest control consultants. They'll help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. Call Bill today at 243-6900. Atlantic Pest Control will come to your home and give you a free estimate, so call today. Better Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Offering a great selection of new and used vehicles, including trucks and vans. Stop by or call today at 243-4514.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, they have top-of-the-line strength equipment and cardio equipment with a clean atmosphere. They're open 24 hours a day with state-of-the-art security. Join Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, located in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza. Vice Pump Service at Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould's submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching, backhoe service, boring, and septic systems.
Oh, nice pass.
Give Vice Pump Service at Anita a call at 712-249.
There. That was a nice pass.
ABM, they are your grain marketing consultants. Give them a call at 243-6567.
No score here in the match 800-243-6867. As they in here, a throw in on the near side, fire it up quickly as Hoyt tries to chase it down. Harrison can't get there. It's actually kicked out of bounds on the near side as the Lynx make the play on it. So it'll be a throw in here for Atlantic. See if the Trojans can take advantage of their position on the field here as they get it to Hoyg down deep. Good defensive play.
Nope.
Well, let's see.
I think
is
they're
it?
Saying it was outside the box.
No. Going to give the Trojans a free kick.
Ooh,
officials going to discuss. It's just outside the box.
If that was a foot farther back, we'd be getting a penalty kick right now. That would be a huge break for Atlantic. Derek needs to tell that guy to back up. He was close, but he didn't.
But no opportunity there. Hit Keegan in the chest. Just try to.
The defender, and the defender's only chance was to push him down. And unfortunately, it was just a little too far outside the penalty to kick.
Abraham Lincoln now trying to work the ball forward, intercepted by the Trojans' far side, kicked out of bounds. So AL will inbound on the far side with a throw in. So leave it over on the far side there as Huerta will make a play on it. Feed it. Figueroa chases it down here near side of Nielsen. They'll feed it ahead. That's intercepted momentarily there by Buchholz of the Trojans, but now picked up by Huerta, and he'll try to put one on goal, but that's going to sail high and deep and out. So
Cody Kirkhoff did a great job when that ball came across of using his body to shield the forward on the opposite side. Otherwise, might have got an opportunity.
Feed it up towards center. Matt Smith now, and he'll try to drive up this near side, and he knocks it off one of the links out of bounds, so the Trojans will keep possession, as Atlantic will have a chance to inbound here on the near side. It'll be Buchholz with the throw in here for the Trojans, so make a couple of substitutions here for Atlantic. Nothing right now as Hoyg gets tackled with trying to make a play with the ball, but stolen away again by the Trojans. Now the ball free, chased down. Von Seger trying to get there first, but a nice effort by Logan Moore, the goalkeeper, to come out and make a sliding sweep.
Great job by out of the head, and Von Segeren was flying right through the defense.
Now long throw in down near the goal into traffic.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marcellus Insurance. See Betty Marcellus at 2 West 6th Street in Atlantic. She'll be glad to give you a no-obligation quote on your auto, farm, business, life, and health insurance. Call Marcellus Insurance at 243-4190 today. Olson Fuel Supply, a locally owned BP and Sinclair branded station with quality gasoline fuel, including BP, Amoco Premier Diesel Fuel. Olson Fuel Supply, servicing Cass County and the surrounding counties with local stations in Atlantic, Griswold, and Oneida. Atlantic Home Realty, for all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, and farm acreage markets, call 243-1300 and talk to one of the friendly, helpful sales associates at Atlantic Home Realty, or stop by their office at 610 Laurel Street in Atlantic.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Brown Auto Body, with vehicles for rent either by the day or by the week. Call Dana Cooper at Brown Auto Body. They have several vehicles to choose from. You can also visit their website at www.brownauto.com. Fairway, for economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, low everyday prices, and friendly personal service. Visit Fairway Stores Incorporated. Also, try the full-service meat department at Fairway, 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic. Oakland Insurance, located at 105 North Main in Oakland, has been a family-owned business since 1978. Stop in to see Laura and Ken, who specialize in home and auto, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Oakland Insurance, your protection is our profession. Give them a call at 712-482-6928.
Atlantic ball, or rather Lynx ball, as they work it ahead now. Atlantic with the steal. Work it ahead, a high lob out near center. Ends up rolling over here out of bounds, last touch by the Trojans. So Abraham Lincoln will have the throw in. 29 and a half minutes left here in the match. Plenty of time. Lynx with a 1-0 lead over the Trojans on a Tim Cash goal. Atlantic with an interception now as they got there quickly. And
that was some good defense there.
They cut Vidalis off where he had a chance to really make a play.
Vidalis has got some really good footwork. He's very tricky with the ball, and they were able to funnel him into Watson, and Watson made a good steal.
They lob one down to the middle, and a quick hit. Oh, and a beautiful goal for Abraham Lincoln here on the near side. A nice high lob here to this near side, and a diving header by Warnicki. As he gets the goal, that was as pretty as you're going to see.
You see that in the MLS. That was, they just hit it over everybody, and I don't think Westering thought that he was going to be able to do that. He actually dove straight at the net and headed that thing in. So,
wow, that was pretty. He couldn't have been more than about 12 or 13 feet away from the net. That diving header, and got it right past Westering. Did everything he could,
right,
to try to make a play across. When you have Mr. Redirects like that, it's pretty tough to change that momentum. But that's a 2-0 lead for Abraham Lincoln. That's an important goal for them.
The first thing I did was look at the side judge to see if he was offsides, but apparently we had some defender back close to the net, and it kept him onside, so the goal was okay.
So the Lynx will throw in from the far side. The Trojans try to intercept. Quick play there toward the middle, but it's knocked away by Atlantic, and they'll kick it out of bounds and clear it. Lynx will have a throw in.
Well, this team's capable of scoring a lot of goals. They put 7 up on Tri-Center, and Atlantic scored 2 against Tri-Center, so they're capable of putting a lot of points on the board.
Throw in coming. They lob it to the middle. A lot of players there, and it's going to miss everybody and end up out of bounds. So the Trojans will have the possession back. They'll get a goal kick out of that. A goal by Warnicki at 11 minutes into this second half. Well, they've been able to put two goals on the board here. We went an entire 40-minute first half with nothing, and they've been able to score twice in less than 4 minutes. Just a little more than 3 minutes here in this second half.
That was a handball by Lopez there, so Atlantic will get a free kick in the middle of the field.
27.5 minutes left. A high kick by Von Seger. Down deep. Oh, and the ball tipped loose and almost an opportunity there for the Trojans into a pile of players, and the ball was tipped toward the net. And the goalkeeper, Moore, came up to try to make a play on it, and he was fortunate that thing wasn't directed at the net.
I think he got hurt, too. I think Harrison might have hit him in the leg. He's down there stretching his leg in front of the net right now. Harrison did a good job of going after it and couldn't quite get it in the exact direction of the net because the goalkeeper was far enough out that if it would have been on the net, it would have just rolled right in.
Moore will get up from stretching and make a play on that ball. As he'll try to work it ahead now. He'll just fire one up quickly ahead here to the near side to Dylan Nielsen, who will pass to the middle, but it's a little too tall for him. Stolen away there. Zach Brooks makes a play on it, fires that one up into the front side, and now we've got a whistle.
Everybody's going the other direction, so it must be a foul on Atlantic.
Two players both trying to make a play on the ball, but a little too much rough stuff there, I guess, by the Trojans.
All in that is if you extend your arm, if you keep your arms down, you can push about as hard as you want. As soon as you start extending your arm or pushing your elbow out, they'll call that almost every time.
It's like most other sports. Most of the rules are based on not giving unfair advantage to one player.
Exactly.
As the Lynx will have a free kick over on the far side now. Free kick, penalty kick, what do you call it?
Free kick if it's outside the penalty area. Gotcha. If it's in the penalty area, then they set it at the 8-yard line and just get a shot.
Well, it's going to be a shot. Wow. As he drove it toward the goal from a long ways away, but it was just a little bit high over the net, and Westring had it pretty well covered there. It's a nice effort there by Cash, who's already scored a goal here today.
He wanted another one there. He wasn't passing it to anybody. He said, I'm taking a 30-yard shot and just shooting it at the net and see what happens. I think if it would have been on the net, Westring would have had it. He was right on line with it.
Thompson and Smith will check back in now for the Trojans. Atlantic will await the goal kick to put it back in play again. Watson with a high drive out near the middle. The wind going to hold that one up a little bit. And
oh, good job.
Off ahead, out of bounds. Last touch by the Lynx. So Smith will inbound with the throw in. Intercepted there by the Lynx. Figueroa up near center. He'll try to feed it up ahead a little too far for his teammate, and that'll roll back to the keeper. So Westring will put the ball back in play. About 24.5 minutes remaining here this second half. Trojans down two goals, though. Need to make something happen here pretty soon. They haven't had a lot of opportunities here this second half.
There's one right
here. They feed one ahead. Let's see if Hoyt can chase that one down. Not quite. Moore got there first. He kicks it out of bounds, though, up that far side, so it'll stay in the attack zone here for the Trojans.
Their goalkeeper's not afraid to come off the line. He was 5 yards outside the penalty area when he saved that. So sometimes you can use that to your advantage if you get a guy that likes to come off the line like that.
Better see if you can get an odd bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Seen that happen, too.
Yes.
Throw in now by the Trojans as that one floats. It's a little tougher to make that throw in from that side down deep. The wind holds them up just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Trojans will try to see if they can make a play forward up that far side now. It's chased down by Von Seger. He'll throw one on net.
Just missed.
Here to the near side. Boy, nice effort. Just lobbed that one up in the air and almost caught Moore too far out. That ball just missed wide. It got over Moore.
I thought it was a pass, and then when I saw the goalkeeper jump and he couldn't reach it, and I thought it was going to hit the back pole there.
The Trojans will inbound on the, well, inbound off a corner kick, and it's knocked away.
They're going to get another
corner. They're going to get another here.
Harrison Hoig ended up in the back of the net, and there was two guys pushing pretty hard.
Foot into it. No, good try.
Another
and
good
another
hit.
Effort there, and
wow.
Trojans couldn't quite make the play. It's a big target, Harrison Hoig, but he was well covered there and couldn't quite make the play there on the header.
Hoig and Valdez are just battling, and they're just hammering on each other, and neither one of them giving an inch.
Now the Trojans desperately trying to keep it in the zone here as the Lynx trying to clear. Ball cleared across far side, and now they'll get it across the center court, the center field line here. It'll roll out of bounds far side, so Atlantic will get possession back with a throw-in. Dakota Watson has it here on the back side. He'll drive it back up ahead. Lynx intercept there.
The side judge was trying to signal that there was some substitutes coming in, but they just kept playing.
Oh, nice play by Watson to stop the charge here ahead by Vidalis. So he gets it back across the center line. As the Lynx again try to make a play here. Cut off by the Trojans. Starting to see more and more players leaning over with their hands on their knees.
Oh,
it's a warm day.
That. And as soon as he passed that.
Offside.
Both of those players, Von Sagren and Hoig, I think were both offsides on that one. It's kind of one of those things where they got the steal and didn't get the opportunity to get back in time before the pass from Thompson there.
Yeah, Trojans thought they were going to get an opportunity there to make a rush on goal, but the offsides stops that try. Now the ball intercepted by Smith, stolen away by Vidalis, and Vidalis will try a long shot that's saved there. Two-handed save by Westring. Looked like it might have been right near the edge of the pole there, whether it's on goal or not. It's hard to see from our angle, but looked good enough to make a play.
It looked like it would have been on goal there. He needed to make a good stop on that. That guy's got some good footwork. He's not afraid to shoot it either.
Now the Trojans again come up with the ball. They make the steal, work it ahead. Keegan far side trying to hustle the ball up ahead, and now it's knocked out of bounds off of one of the Trojans, and it'll belong to Abraham. Over 20 minutes left to play here in the second half of our match.
Got some more subs.
Stuart Hoig is back in for the Trojans. Also, Hondo Huerta checks in for Abraham Lincoln.
And somebody who's not on the roster.
Again. Got number 22. It's either Smith or Jones, I guess.
There we go. We'll call it that.
Ball batted around a bit here at the center. The team's trading back and forth. Now AL will try to establish that possession. Feed it back. Now the long pass to Vidalis knocked away by Bubles. But the Lynx come back up with it. Vidalis with it. Got a mate here on the near side. And a quick shot coming. That's going to be another goal for the Lynx. Jacob Warnicki with his second goal of the match. As he was able to find him up here on the left side. And just before the defense completely collapsed on him, he was able to get enough space to get the goal.
He got just enough space. They had numbers there. And when they passed him the ball, He looked like he was going to get a wide-open shot, but then the entire defense came over and converged, and I don't know how he got it through there. He got it on the right side of the net, kind of got Westring moving to his right and shot it back to the left.
Well, it makes it 3-0 now in favor of the Lynx with 20 minutes now, 19:58 into this second half, the time of that goal for Warnicki, his second here of the match. As we've got a whistle as players collide.
I think they got a free kick here for... I don't see how that could be Abraham Lincoln's free kick, because Abraham Lincoln guy just plowed Zach Brooks down, but they're getting the free kick here.
Quick fire into the middle, intercepted there. It's knocked away by the Trojans as little Watson got his chest on that one to knock it free. And I think they'll get themselves a free kick here on this near side and the backside.
Starting to get a little more physical.
Well, it's 3-0. So you got to be a little more. Still time for Atlantic. We still have nearly 20 minutes to go. We're just about to the 19-minute mark here, so there's still time, but you've got a three-goal difference to make up here. So you need to make something happen here. And Hoig tries to as Harrison punches it ahead, trying to make a play, but it's knocked out of bounds by the Lynx, so Atlantic will have the throw-in in the front side here. Von Sagren will throw it in. As Tian Siggins is back in now for Atlantic. Von Sagren will throw it for the net and knocked away as Moore kind of hesitated a bit and then came out and tried to kick it out of the zone. But
nice move there by Harrison. He he backed into the defender, and then when the ball went over his head, spun around him, just like a, like when he played center on the basketball team and he was playing high post and making a spin move on somebody. It was, if the goalkeeper wouldn't have come out as far as he did, he would have had an opportunity.
Yeah. Back him down. So Moore will try to clear it away with the goal kick, and it ends up out of bounds here on the near side. I don't necessarily know it was touched. It'll be Atlantic ball. A throw in by Buboltz ahead to Watson.
Dakota's starting to move up forward. When you're down by three, you might as well start to push forward, and he is so good at playing every position. He's a great defender, but when they start pushing him forward, they get a little more offense.
Throw in now by Atlantic. They feed it for Hoig, and he heads it forward, but it's going to be played back to the goaltender as Moore will.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic. When you are going through stressful times dealing with the loss of a loved one, Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is there for you. At your time of need, let Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan be there for you.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank. That's what keeps us in the lead. We take good care of you. First rate full service and a style you're sure to like.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Crop Production Services, they're ready to assist you with all of your crop input needs. Be prepared for the season, whether it's spring planting or fall harvest. For all of your seed, fertilizer, scouting, and crop protection needs, give Crop Production Services of Hancock a call today at 800-578-2902. Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Company. Talk to Gary or Deanna today at Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca. J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation, year-round payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals, located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5028.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wiggis & Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors, they'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggis or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon. The Embers, just off Interstate 80 in Avoca, offering daily lunch and evening specials from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. Monday through Sunday. Also for large group dining, call the Embers in Avoca. Fay Pharmacy, your prescription and health care need headquarters in Adair. That's Fay Pharmacy in Adair. Stop by today. Fay Pharmacy.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association, American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn, where they are offering a great chance to get away without having to travel very far. So if you're looking to spend quality time with that special someone or a chance to get away, head for the American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn. Oakland Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy, offering competitive prices and hometown service. They're a convenient stop on your way home from seeing specialists in the city. Oakland Pharmacy, located at Highways 6 and 59 on the south edge of Oakland. Smith Heating and Plumbing Incorporated in Wyota is owned and operated by Guy and Shane Smith, who have provided quality craftsmanship since 1979. They are your authorized York and Climate Master dealer. For all of your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and commercial refrigerator needs, give Smith Heating and Plumbing a call at 712-783-4528.
The connection issues today were linked to the 3G system here in the area, and apparently it's not very good today. 12 minutes left to go here in this half. It's the second. And the Trojans trailing 3-0 to Abraham Lincoln. Haven't missed anything since we've been gone. But there's a real serious threat here since we've last talked to you here with the Trojans. Try to work the ball up into the attack zone. And just not a lot of time left here for Atlantic. They need to really get a little bit more aggressive here offensively. The Lynx right now have the opportunities. That's going to roll out of play past the goal of the baseline. There's Vidalis. Tried to make a play on it, so Atlantic will get an off. Oh, they won't. They're going to say it's off Atlantic, huh?
I don't understand that. It looks to me like Westring just let it go, and I think they said that he touched it with the end line. Yeah,
I
swing and a miss here on the near side by one of the links. So it'll be out of bounds to Atlantic, so the Trojans will get possession back on the throw-in. Officials going to say that he wasn't
ball back up against him. And throw the ball in with two hands, ball it completely over the top of your head before you throw it in. And apparently, he just came it all the way back.
Throw in now. High and not going to bounce. It'll belong to the Lynx, but they're going to earn a corner kick this time. So Vidalis will make the play on a corner kick. Actually, he won't. He'll step aside now. It's knocked in by Lynx. Oh, a nice diving interception there by Matt Smith. If he came flying in, he slides, picked that out of bounds. A throw in quickly by Vidalis, and it's to the center, and a header quickly. Right there on goal by Lynx, but it was saved again by Westring.
Get too much on that, because then you kind of go back to get it, so it's going to get a whole lot of power on that shot, so Westring made it.
Lynx has been playing in their zone here most of the second half. They've been the aggressors. Easily, they've been the aggressor here in the second half. They've got a lot of opportunities, and they're going to have the ball again here on a pretty kick here in the attack zone.
Got that right at the net. 40 yards out, I think that was a little bit optimistic, but you're up 3-0. You try to keep the ball on your end, and good things will happen. You can't go wrong with the ball on your side.
Yeah, you're all for running clock, so it doesn't hurt it either. So the Lynx, again, working it ahead. Smith now with the steal. He'll drive that one back across midfield. Taken again by the Lynx. Just seems like there's about 15 of the players in blue to every 10 out there for the players in white. It seems like there's an Abraham Lincoln player everywhere right now. The Lynx will inbound here with the throw-in. Right near the center line. Warnicke will feed it in. And work it back where they're going to run time here.
That's exactly what you're doing. Pass it back to the goalkeeper, make a chase. Takes up a lot of time. What we have to do is put pressure and force them into a bad pass and try to get the steals.
We got to score awfully quick. Well, we're under 9 minutes now left to play here in the match. Trojans, as we said, trailing 3-0. So they need to make something happen several times here. And they're going to start from the backside. It'll be Keegan with a free kick, with a goal kick here. That one kind of rolls out here a little short.
the Lynx try to make a play on it. Atlantic will try to intercept. They'll just drive that one out of bounds once again. The opportunities just haven't been there here in the second half. Black Abraham Lincoln came out and just started putting a lot of pressure on in that second half. Ever since then, you know, they three goals, but that's what pressure will do for you sometimes. Pinkeroa tried to make a kick on goal there, but that was way high and outside, so it'll be Atlantic ball, and they'll put it in play with a goal kick. And now a near steal attempt there by Abe Lincoln. And the ball over the end line, missed it wide, but just more opportunities and more time that Atlantic's not on the offensive, and Abraham Lincoln just not just working the offensive zone, but killing that clock.
Well, when they pulled Dakota Watson off the sweeper position on the back defensive end and moved him up to try and get some more offense, it leaves him a little more vulnerable on the defensive end, which is why Abraham Lincoln's been getting some opportunities back there. But if they can get the ball in the midfield in his hands, it'll give Atlantic a little more scoring opportunity. It's kind of you lose by three or you lose by ten, you know, you might as well go for it. I think that's what they're trying to do.
So the Lynx will throw it in. Cash will fire all the way across the goal mouth there. Nobody made a play on it. It was a key ball. Now the ball loose in front, knocked away by the Trojans. And it'll end up rolling out of bounds here on the near side. Seems like Atlantic's just been doing nothing but playing their backs to the wall here in the second half. And now Watson rolls down one of the Lynx there.
The coach is going to be out for the rest of the game. He got a yellow card there. That means sits out for 10 minutes. And there's only 6 minutes to go, so he's out for the rest of the game. But we can substitute on a yellow card. If it's a red card offense, he's out for the rest of the game, and you can't put another player in. You have to play with 10 men instead of 11. So we get to substitute in, but he's a tough person to lose. He just made too hard of a challenge. Hit right in the back, knocked him over. Good call by the ref.
Frustration too. We want to beat right now this match. And he had to make a couple of tough plays there. He'd rather be in the field trying to make some happen on offense at this point in the match. Because back there playing on defense where you're having to, you know, always look at the back of the wall. And again, a free kick that they tried to go on goal with it, but it was kicked high and wide that time by Tim Cash. So a goal kick coming here for Atlantic. 6.5 minutes now left to play here in the match. And high hopes for this one of the Trojans coming in with a 6-5 record. If they could pick up the win here and then just win, you know, one of any of the regular season games that they have left, they could guarantee themselves a real solid season. The first time they finished, you know, with a record that's not under 500, which, you know, you're building a program. It's not the easiest thing to do.
Especially if everybody's been playing for 20 years and then all of a sudden you show up and they like that because it's an easy team to beat at first, but now the teams have to start game planning a little bit for us. I mean, we're not just an automatic win on the schedule anymore, and I really, you know, we've got 6 wins with 4 games left this year, and the most they've ever had in the history of Atlantic is 5, so I got to think that this has already been a pretty successful year as far as Atlantic soccer goes. And you know, they go into the games now expecting to win, whereas in the last few years, it was like, we just don't want to get blown out by 10.
There's an opportunity for Atlantic with the corner kick. They set it out. Oh, it's the goaltender, Foreman. They play on the ball. Got a break on it. No, from Atlantic was there. Now, Foreman trying to settle it down in front of the net.
Knocked away by Lincoln. No clearance. Siggins was there. He just, the ball went over the goalkeeper, and I don't think he thought it was going to go over, and ended up, just kind of got a little above his head. Just Abraham Lincoln just got offside there.
We'll come back in Atlantic's direction. First clock continuing to run through all this. Now the 4:50 remaining here in this second half.
Yeah, it's a big mountain to climb before 3 goals, 4 minutes, 45 seconds. But, you know, they're not going to quit. They're playing hard. They want to score. They don't want to be shut out. And that's a pride thing.
They're just trying to make play, but again, the Lynx just played solid here in the second half, both offensively and defensively. They've taken advantage of the opportunities they've had, and they've made the opportunities themselves, but defensively, they really played a good match here in the second half.
they really limited the tennis opportunity as well. You can do that when you get up. Once they got up by a goal or two, then you can start dropping your defense back. You play a couple guys forward so that if you feel it, then you could run the counterattack, and they've been doing that very effectively this second half. Well, once again, the ball out of bounds here on the near side, so the Lynx will inbound with a throw in. He's making a few extra substitutions here, so takes up a little bit more time. That's the thing you do. It's always the advantage of being ahead. Get out of bounds, and Atlantic this time will have the throw in. Smith making play. Right at the center line. Trying to fire it ahead. That ball headed out of bounds. So Atlantic again will inbound with a throw here near side. Boy, quickly ahead now. Trying to find his teammate up forward, but off to Barber. He really didn't have a good, wasn't in a good position. He was backpedaling, trying to make a play on the ball. Ended up getting caught in some traffic there.
Yeah, I think they just turned around and the guy was behind him. Knocked him over, it wasn't a malicious foul at all. Trying to get the ball, and the guy has to beat the play.
They play it to center now, and Boyd will try to feed it back ahead. Atlantic trying to make a move, but again, Abe Lincoln will make the play on the ball. Normally what you do as a defender is you stand 2 yards away, and if the guy doesn't tell you, the ref, to move you back, you don't have to move back. But if you do, that feeds it ahead, and oh, a great play there by the goalkeeper, Moore. Yeah. Throw the change up that time, hoping to get in there in the front. Oh, yeah, fine. fighting or something like that, I think it could carry a suspension. I, to be honest with you, I'm not really sure on that one. Never seen that happen before. But we don't like to see that happen. But unfortunately, things a little heated here this afternoon in the latter stages of the match, and all of a sudden, you run into these situations where things happen. They had the players separated. They talked to them. They gave them each a yellow card and had them separated. They were going to have to leave anyway and be done for the rest of the match. But as they started to walk off, and they were separated and walking off separately, you assume Moore must have said something, because Harrison Hoig immediately turned around and came right at him and gave him a big shove.
I know, and that's definitely not something that should be allowed. I mean, is allowed in high school athletics. I mean, you try to have good sportsmanship, but crowd's been pretty good today. And really, the game has been very clean up until this last minute. And really, I didn't see any dirty play that occurred in there. The ball went in there, and Harrison was in the back of the net. I didn't really see any contact there, so I don't know if it was just a verbal thing or what was going on.
That's frustrating, but unfortunately, it happened, and we move on from there. But I guess the good thing is we don't have 20 minutes left in the match to have to deal with this issue yet. We only have 58 seconds left in a 3-0 game, so things will be over here pretty quickly.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of retaliation or anything like that. They've separated the teams. Everybody looks calmed down now, so hopefully we'll get the last minute done here.
To have them, I think, put more time on the clock. It's just 58 seconds. I think we'll just walk over and have a discussion with the side judges, and he yelled something up here to the booth.
Well, the clock operator stops the clock when the referee gives her the crossed hand signal, and he didn't give it to him. And he didn't give it to him until after everything was going on. And so when he finally did it, 30 seconds or so ran off the clock, but it's probably not going to make much difference.
Point, or the 3-goal deficit, I don't think you're going to change the outcome of the game, but they're going to put a minute 33 on the clock, and that's what they'll have left here to play.
Yeah. If it was a 1-goal difference, then that 30 seconds is kind of important, but 3 goals, not going to make that big of a deal.
Well, we're going to restart here. The Atlantic will have a throw in here on this near side of the offensive zone. Was a pretty pedestrian first half. A whole lot different here in the second half.
Second half's very exciting.
But they'll move the ball forward on the throw-in. Abe Lincoln will knock it clear out near center. Atlantic will have to go back and replay there.
Atlantic has all 11 of their guys in the offensive end, so here's a pass by Abraham Lincoln. That's didn't quite get intercepted by Atlantic. So that leaves you very vulnerable on when you got your whole team up in your end.
Quick toss in towards the middle there as the Lynx from the corner tried to snap one in. Tough angle, but Westring was there to make the play. Got 50 seconds remaining here in the match as the Trojans will try to work it ahead off Farber out near center. A lot of blue shirts playing back deep on defense right now.
Yeah, they don't need any more goals to win. All they need to do is try to keep us out. So that's what they're doing. They're packing everybody back.
Yeah, they play it back to the full center. He flips it way deep, and now the ball up near center. Under 30 seconds to play. The Lynx working ahead. Jose Castaneda here in near side. Find Jacob Warnicki, who's also got two. Already got two goals. He throws one on net there that Westway makes the play on. 10 seconds left to play here now in the match. Atlantic in far side, work it up the sideline, and that's pretty well. And time is going to run out here this afternoon. And time runs dry, and the official will do it. 3-0. Abraham Lincoln, the winner here in this match this afternoon over Atlantic in boys high school soccer. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll have to tell you more about it right after this. You're listening to high school soccer on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association.
Hall's Floor Covering, located at 906 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Kirk has over 25 years' experience in the flooring business. Whether it's carpet, vinyl, laminate, or hardwood, he'll take care of it from start to finish. Visit with Kirk or Bev today at Hall's Floor Covering in Atlantic. Never say can't. That's the motto at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all your welding and...
Can't hear it. Jim Field, Tom Thompson, back with you here at the Atlantic High School Soccer Complex as the match is over, but the ramifications might be there for a little while here yet after this one. 3-0, Abraham Lincoln wins it over Atlantic, and the two coaching staffs and the officials still after the match. The players have all gone through the handshaking routine, and they're still out talking at center field.
I'd like to be out there and hear what they're saying, because I think that some of those things can carry over if it's a type of penalty that's a fight or something like that. I guess we'll find out. But the second half was just not as good for Atlantic. We just didn't have quite as much pressure. Abraham Lincoln came out and put a lot of pressure on us, and worked well for them. They got several opportunities, and really, it wasn't because of real deficits in the Atlantic defense. It was just good shots. I mean, that one was just a great cross and a great header, and a couple of good individual efforts. There was really no breakdowns on the defense. They just made good plays.
Yeah, as I said, the second half completely different from the first half. Actually, the first half was well played by the two teams, especially defensively. Each team had their opportunities. Not a lot of them, but each team had their opportunities, and it always seemed like the defense was able to step up. They didn't just depend on their goaltenders to make up for lapses and things. The guys on the backside really did a nice job with interceptions and just turning the play around. But, that second half, it just, Abraham Lincoln came out. They were real aggressive to start. They just were able to not just score, but score again very quickly in the early stages, the early minutes of that second half, and it really kind of changed the feel of the soccer match. You just kind of felt like Atlantic was trying to press a little bit, and Abraham Lincoln just had an easier time of it in that second half. You use a lot of energy when you're really trying to press and you're having to play defense a lot like that, more so than you do when you're being aggressive on offense. I think that showed as the match won.
Basically kept us on our heels that second half. The first half, I didn't really. Both teams seemed pretty even, which was why the score probably was even at zero. But they're in the second half, when Abraham Lincoln got ahead, it affords you the luxury of dropping people back on defense. You don't. It's not always just about blowing people out on the score. You get ahead, and then you can start protecting that lead, and that's exactly what they did. And Atlantic just couldn't find the key to the puzzle there. They couldn't get through that defense to get any scoring.
Well, the scoring summary again here in the match, the two teams were nothing-nothing at intermission, but early in the second half, things started to turn in the Lynx way here as Tim Cash, with 7:54 gone in the second period, was able to drive one home, and then that was followed up by a couple of Jacob Warnicki goals, one just a little more than 3 minutes later with 11 minutes gone in the second half. Warnicki was able to knock one in, and then the one of the prettiest goals we'll see all year, Warnicki again at 19:58 into the match. He was able to direct past the goaltender, Ethan Westring, and really, he can't fault Westring on something like that. That's just a good play.
No, I don't think that any one of those goals he legitimately had a shot at. The first one was high into the corner. That one was just an excellent header. I mean, he was in good position. The guy just put it, right on the post and right inside the post and stuff. So, he's played a good game for the most part, and the goalkeeper always feels like, I let the goal in, but I always tell people that a bored goalie is the best goalie. If your defense is playing well, your goalie never has to make any attempts. So I thought the defense played pretty well, and you know, we just didn't have enough today, but they played hard.
4-6 now for Abraham Lincoln with the win here this afternoon for Atlantic. They fall to 6-6 on the season. They have those three important conference games left here on the road to finish off their regular season at Denison coming up this next Friday night. They'll follow that up the very next day, a week from today, with a game at Kemper Catholic, so back-to-back days. And then they'll follow that up with a game on Friday, the 18th of May, at Harlan. So three important conference matchups coming up yet for the Trojans. Three matches they should be very competitive in as they try to finish off a season, their schedule here down the stretch run. So need to bounce back after this one. The good news is it was a non-conference game.
That's right. Actually, they've already beaten Kemper Catholic, and they tied Harlan and lost it in overtime, and haven't played Denison Schleswig yet, and Denison's probably maybe a little irritated about getting beat by Atlantic last year when they had a really good team and a chance to win the conference outright before Atlantic beat them in overtime. So that could be a good game too. So you know, it's like I said, it's they've already won more games than they've won ever in the history of Atlantic soccer, and I think they'll be disappointed if they don't win a couple of those games coming up here at the end of the year.
So 3-0 today, Abraham Lincoln the win over Atlantic in this boys' high school soccer match. Tom, thank you for sound like I knew what I was talking about.
I loved it. Anytime you want it.
All right, very good. That'll do it for us this afternoon. Again, your final 3-0. Abraham Lincoln, a winner over Atlantic in boys' soccer here today. For Tom Thompson, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this afternoon, and so long from Atlantic.
D&J Supply at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon. Family owned and operated, specializing in top quality service. See them today for brake work and wheel balancing. A great selection of batteries and auto accessories. That's D&J Supply in Audubon on Highway 71. The Sports Bar at the Super Bowl in Atlantic. Enjoy open bowling during the week and glow bowling on the weekends. The Super Bowl features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic. And contact Jamie or Dean at J&J Custom Graphic Design in Atlantic. They can increase your business visibility by putting your company's name or logo on a variety of apparel like shirts, hats, coats, pens, and keychains, just to mention a few. That's J&J Custom Graphic Design in Atlantic.
From the farm to the factory to your family, this is the station where your friends are. AM 1220.